Now, you're here to launch the Foyle Cup, a tournament you've played in as a young boy.
Yeah, no, it's obviously stood me in good stead when I was a young lad. It's sort of what you want to do as a young boy. You want to play football and enjoy obviously playing first and foremost, but going obviously featuring against good players all around the world. And for me to play in the Foyle Cup, go on to play in the Milk Cup, and then obviously to go on and have a good career both at club and internationally has been great. So it's sort of tournaments like this that sort of help you in the long run, and that you can take sort of all that experience from.
Shane Duffy and James McLean both told me in the past the thing they remember about it is the playing in a proper tournament and referees and everybody wearing the same kit and the organisation of it all.
Yeah, no, it's very professional. I think it's mad to think sort of looking back now that they've got a game sort of every day for 5-6 days, and to think that the young boys can run about for that long is brilliant. And even for me to sort of, like, I'm used to obviously having one game a week or two games a week and you're knackered for a few days, but to see the young lads and taking part and having smiles on their faces, and obviously even the families coming along to support, it's a huge tournament, and it just shows you how successful it's been over the years, and it continuously be successful now. And it just shows the hard work Michael and obviously all the staff put in behind the scenes, and even sort of the coaches of all the teams, and teams come along from all over. It takes a huge effort from everybody, both inside and outside of sort of football.
It's been a good stepping stone for you because you're a seasoned international, over 50 caps. You played and scored at the Euros in 2016, play for clubs like Celtic and Aberdeen, and you never would have seen that coming, I'm sure.
No, definitely not. As I said earlier, even sort of when I signed for Derry City to even be a professional footballer, I was over the moon. I was still doing my studies. I was still working in a bar, working in a car wash, trying to make money, doing my studies, and just trying to make money, as much money as possible. But when the opportunity came up to be a professional footballer, I had to knock my studies in the head, and I had to knock my GAA on the head as well. I played Gaelic for years, and I loved it, and I had the opportunity to go and play for Tyrone. But when Derry City came along, there was sort of no looking back, and obviously huge thanks has to go to Stephen Kenny for giving me that opportunity. And then when I signed for Derry City, to sort of see Paddy McCourt leaving after 6 months was massive. And then for me, not in a million years would I have thought I was sort of following his footsteps to sort of go to Celtic 6 months later after he left. It's probably a whirlwind, probably 18 months for myself to sort of go from maybe playing on a few hundred people at Dungannon Swiss to moving to Derry to sort of making my debut for Northern Ireland, and obviously making my debut in front of 60,000 people at Celtic Park.
You played with and against some great players. Where does Paddy McCourt sit?
Paddy, I've always said that Paddy McCourt's probably the most gifted footballer I've ever played with or against. His ability was second to none, and now it's just a huge honour to play with him, and I would class him as obviously a good friend as well. And I still keep in touch with him. I always shared a room with him at international level as well, and he helped me settle in at Celtic, which was huge for me as well. And all the boys were great at Derry, and to sort of have Paddy there from Derry was great for me when I signed for Celtic.
You mentioned Stephen Kenny as well. He's done okay since you parted company with him.
Yeah, he's done brilliant. I spoke to him a couple of weeks ago, and obviously hear his voice again, and obviously his nice messages he's always said with me has been great, and I've always kept close tabs on him, how well he's done. Obviously Derry City, Dundalk, and obviously playing in the European stage, and for him to sort of get the role now that he's got, he just deserves everything that he gets. And he'll go away now, and he'll gain experience now working with the Ireland squads, and obviously when the opportunity comes around with working with the first team, hopefully he'll be more than ready. And I just want to wish him all the best. He deserves everything that he's got going for him just now.
You have a very good international manager at Northern Ireland with Michael O'Neill, very experienced player, and obviously he's done a great job in that role.
Yeah, Michael's been first class. It's one of those ones when he first came in through the door, I think we'd only won maybe one in our first 18 games, but to see how well we've came as a team and how well he's done as a manager in the last 4 or 5 years for us to come and to sort of experience the good times that we've had, it sort of takes away from all the bad times that we've had over the amount of years that I've been involved in the squad, and to sort of have that good group run to obviously qualify for the Euros was an unbelievable occasion. But obviously to go to the Euros and experience the Euros in general, and for me personally to score the Euros was crazy, to be honest. And it's moments like that you'll probably not really sink into maybe 20, 30 years down the line when you obviously finish playing football and look back and obviously enjoy the memories. But all in all, the job Michael's done has been unbelievable, and it's great to see, and it doesn't surprise me when sort of jobs come up that he gets linked with a lot of jobs. So he's been brilliant for me, he's been brilliant for Northern Ireland, and just long may that continue.